Jesus, a preteen on the Jerusalem scene. He was happening, he was moving. We don't have much as far as Jesus going on in the Gospels. I want you to think about the Gospels for a second and give you a little bit of lesson. First, I want to light the candles because they're here. It's a shame to have candles here and not light them. And yesterday was the day, would be the last day actually in the actual official church calendar for lighting Advent candles. It would be the day of Epiphany, or the actual day recognized as the day the Magi came. But that's not important. So, Epiphany Sunday is usually recognized as January 6th. So, today's January 7th, so we'll get an extra day in. Big deal. Jesus, in the Gospels, many of you probably say, how come this isn't in this Gospel, but it's in this Gospel? How come this story is really longer in here? How come this picture doesn't seem the same in this Gospel as it does in here? Is it because it's a story contradicts this story? No. Consider this, if you will. You got four guys. They're going on a journey with a man. Actually, picture in your mind, there's four guys going on a journey with this guy. You give them each a 35mm camera. And then they all come back from this trip with this 35mm camera that was 3 years long. And then they go back and they take all these pictures and they sit down by themselves and they go over all these pictures from this 35mm film and look at it, and from their own mindset, from their own little unique person who they are, they take and they develop this timeline, this scenario. And because they are who they are, Matthew the tax collector, John the beloved, Mark the, Saint Mark, Mark the not so big deal, I guess, as far as a lot of people would say, but Mark being Mark, and then Luke being the doctor, the physician. Each of them with a unique audience. Matthew, more of a Jewish audience. John, more of a widespread sort of Jewish-Roman audience. Luke, definitely more of a Roman audience. And Mark, more of a Jewish audience. And you take and you lay them all out. You're going to have them saying, oh yeah, I remember that story. And yeah, I remember this story. So you lay them out and you're going to have different books come out of this 35mm film. These snapshots. So that's why in the book of Luke here, you have, which Luke actually had somebody, basically, he went out and didn't really get the story for himself. He actually had reports come back from him. He went out and did investigative reporting because he wasn't necessarily there. Luke didn't come on the scene until Acts. So he went out and he interviewed basically all the apostles, all the disciples, everybody he could. He gathered up pictures from everyone. And he took, and with his, I guess, more of an analytical mind, said, this is more important, this is more important, this is more important, from an analytical viewpoint. This needs to be said. So, there wasn't very much to be said about Jesus in his childhood because there wasn't very many people following him during his childhood. But there were a lot of Jewish people who remembered this one thing. And Luke wrote this down in chapter 2, verse 41. Every year, Jesus' parents would go to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went as usual. Now, this is very significant that they would mark this 12-year-old year. This is his passing into manhood year. This is his year to be who he comes into as a man. This would be Jesus stepping out of boyhood. This would mean that, you know what, anything before this, who cares what he said? He was just a kid. Now he is actually a man. So let's listen to what maybe happened here. So, 12 years old, they went as usual. When the festival was over, they left for home. The boy, Jesus, stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. All right, I don't know about you, but I'm going to the crowded streets of Jerusalem. I'm headed to the big city. There's a big party going on. I'm going home, back to Nazareth, which is a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 mile, whatever it is, hike. And I'm saying, okay, Mary, check. Donkey, check. Jesus! Jesus! All right, where you at, kid? I would be up in arms. Where is my kid? Where is that little kid at? Where is my son? If I was Joseph. So, I don't know about you, but that's what I would be doing. After traveling for a day, he didn't even realize he was gone until a day later. I don't know about you, but Mary and Joseph aren't getting the Good Parent Award here. They started to look for him among their relatives. Now, you got to realize this, and you can start to look at it from a different point of view than what I'm trying to paint in your mind right now. And friends, when they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem and to look for him. Now, you got to realize it's not just them three. You got a big clan of people. You didn't just go your unique family unit. You went with all your relatives, basically all of Bethlehem in Joseph's line, packed up and said, okay, everybody, it's time for the Passover. Let's go. So you could have had 50 people taken off in this one traveling party. So Jesus is hanging out with John the Baptist. Wasn't the Baptist yet. Maybe he dunked a couple cats underwater or something, but I mean, he wasn't doing anything big deal out in the woods in the wilderness yet. You gotta, come on, you lighten up, everybody, laugh a little bit. But he's traveling with this big group of people. He's hanging out with his cousins, goofing off, having a fun time. He's being a kid. He's being a 12-year-old. There's nothing wrong with having fun as long as he wasn't sinning and being a bad guy. He was goofing off. He was being a kid, hanging out with his cousins. So the adults are hanging out with the adults. The 12-year-olds are hanging out by themselves. And then all of a sudden, a day later, they realize, hey, you know what? We've went to sleep or whatever. We've woke up, ate breakfast. Yeah, woke up, ate dinner. That's what I do. And realize, hey, this kid isn't here. Joseph, Mary's saying, Joseph! You go back and get our son. Now. The wrath of Mary has now just been poured down. You go back and get our son. And Joseph says, you know what? I'm not going back without you because you know what? I make a mistake. You're going to yell at me for the rest of my life if I don't find this kid, so you're coming with me. So here we go. Comes back and says, they went back, and they didn't find him. They went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 3 days later, They found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All right. I don't know about you, but my parents wouldn't have looked for me at the church when I was 12 years old. But this is Jesus we're talking about. So, the Son of God. Mary and Joseph. Whew. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff that's gone on in his childhood. It's reminded us of that night when the angels came and told us that this is going to be, this is okay. Or maybe there was this big crowd gathered around outside the temple, and there's talk, and they're hearing all this talk about this kid. And they say, wait a minute. You know what? That sounds like our Jesus. Oh boy. What kind of trouble has he gotten into now? Now that's the kind of reaction my parents would have. What kind of trouble has he gotten into now? But no. They heard a lot of talk maybe and they said, okay, narrowed it down. There he is. Let's go. And there he is, teaching, listening and hearing and teaching. So, here we go. His understanding and his answers stunned everyone who heard him. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. And here it comes. His mother asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? You worried me sick. I've been up all night, the last three nights. I haven't been able to sleep. Your father and I have walked back here by ourselves. You just wait until we get home." Oh boy, Jesus, you're going to get it. And then comes the snap to it answer. Your father, well, it says in my Bible, it says right here, which is the God's Word translation, "Your father and I have been worried sick looking for you." And then it says, Jesus said to him, "Why were you looking for me? You should have just left me here. I was fine. Don't worry about me. Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize that I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. So, I want to give you a little picture of what a normal 12-year-old might do being left behind in a situation. And to do that, I'm going to use a wonderful picture, a wonderful movie. No, I didn't go there. A wonderful picture. A wonderful movie. Here we go. Oh boy, that thing timed out on me. I'm sorry. All right, getting back to it. The trip of Jerusalem. Jesus was raised up as a devout Jew. He was a devout Jew, as devout as you can get as a Jew. But he was Jesus. He was the Son of God. He was as Jewish as you could get. I mean, he was the chosen one of the chosen ones. I mean, how much more Jewish can you get? And then, Passover was just one of many traditions Jesus was raised up to know and understand. I mean, there were seven main feasts that the Jewish calendar holds. And this was just one big thing that the Jewish people did. So, as we go forward here, you see that Passover was just one. And because of the crowds and the chaos, it wouldn't be hard for Jesus to just slip off. And because of their large family unit that went with them, it wouldn't be hard for him not to miss him. But here's where it goes. The three-day escapade. Jesus' three-day escapade there in the temple, in the courtyard there. And in the actual temple, actually sitting there. Jesus, first he listened. Notice it said right there, sitting among the teachers, listening to them in verse 46. He was listening to what they heard, what they knew, how they understood the Word of God, the law, the prophets, what they knew. He listened to them. And then, after that, he reasoned with them. He tried to develop this understanding with them. Here's this 12-year-old sitting there listening to these well-versed men of the Bible, listening to them, trying to develop this understanding of what they knew, and then reasoning with them, trying to make them realize how much they misunderstood, and making them realize how much they needed to know more of. And then he debated with them. He actually started to get on this little banter with them. And the people around there were just astonished, because it wasn't like this kid was just coming out with these questions like, well, why did God make the donkey with long ears? This stupid stuff. It was deep stuff. Like, how come we are allowed to live in this sort of relationship? Why did God provide a way for us to enter into a relationship with Him after Adam and Eve did what they did? Why are the prophets so intent on telling us about this, warning us in all of the prophets, and yet we do not listen as a nation? These kind of questions. And then why are we stuck here as a nation? And what are we doing? There's been 400 years of silence. Why is God not speaking to us? These kind of questions. And then he taught them. He's trying to speak to us. He has been for the last 400 years. It's just you are not listening. And then Jesus astounded them with his knowledge, with his understanding, with who he was. And now, if we can, just for a little bit more comic relief, we'll see if it's up yet. Yeah, here we go. The normal reaction of anyone left behind will be found in this scene as I find it, right here.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. Uh-oh, here's more trouble. Look at the goony look on his face.
Come on, buddy. Come here, come on.
Hey, taking him back to the vet?
Time for our day.
You're taking him back to the kennel, right? Yeah? Are you putting him up for adoption?
Hey, Garfield, Judge's taking Odie on his date with Liz, and he's leaving you behind.
I know, Nermal.
They're off on an adventure, and you're still here.
And your point is?
Well, that's gotta feel bad, being left by John while he takes Odie out. It's like you're not his favorite anymore.
Hey, what do you say we play brain surgeon? Would you go get my power tools? This is so sad. John has completely lost his mind, doesn't realize how important I am to him. I need to be so very understanding of him at this difficult time.
Hey, wait up! Wait up for me! You forgot me! Slow down! Please slow down! I'm right back here! Ah, oh, I think I'm pulling a hamstring. Ah, it's okay. Come on, relax.
Oh, my poor nose.
So, if you own Marie, please come and claim her.
All right. That's all. So, that would be the normal response of a 12-year-old if somebody knew they were being left behind. Jesus left himself behind on purpose because he knew he had a mission to fulfill. He had to try to open up and prepare the minds of the Jewish leaders. And who knows how many of those people in that crowd that gathered around there ended up becoming part of his team. Part of those who would then become followers of his. Because it wasn't too long after that, another, 21 years, that he became Jesus the evangelist, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the very well-known Messiah, whatever you want to call him, Jesus the, it would have been rabbi to most. So, he astounded many, and he still does today. And he's always trying to make something beautiful, something good, out of each and every one of our lives. And that's what he did. He took a bad situation, what his parents saw, and made something beautiful out of it.